Hello, welcome to this special issue of Health Futures Digest. I'm David Ellis. Our topic is Technology and the Future of US Competitiveness, Nightmares and Dreams. The chief of the US National Academy of Engineering, Charles M. Vest, told a meeting of the National Academy of Sciences recently that a, quote, national nightmare, unquote, could be unfolding because we continue to fail our children in education and remain blind to the implications of accelerating change on the global stage. Actions taken in the past 5 years to avert just such a nightmare included the soon-to-expire COMPETE Act of 2007, approved by a broad bipartisan majority and signed by President Bush. But the Act did not deliver stable funding to support its rhetoric, and the scientific community's highest priority recommendations, which were to improve K-12 science, technology, engineering, and math education, and prepare for a 21st century teacher corps, have not yet been substantively addressed, said Vest. A new National Academy of Sciences report, published on September 23rd, concluded that in spite of the efforts of both those in government and the private sector, the outlook for America to compete for quality jobs has further deteriorated over the past 5 years. They reached that somber conclusion in part through a little dose of reality about where we actually rank today. That is to say, America ranks number 6 in global innovation-based competitiveness, but number 40 in rate of change over the last decade. It ranks number 11 among OECD countries in the fraction of 25 to 34-year-olds that have graduated from high school, number 16 in college completion rate, number 22 in broadband internet access, number 24 in life expectancy at birth, number 27 among developed nations in the proportion of college students receiving degrees in science or engineering, number 48 in quality of K-12 math and science education, number 72 in density of mobile telephony subscriptions. It's the 11th hour, said Vest, but this nightmare need not materialize, as indeed it did not in the 1980s when, quote, many serious people were quite certain that Japan would dominate the world economy in such a manner that America would be crushed, close quotes. That didn't happen, in part because the U.S. consumer manufacturing sector transformed itself slowly, painfully, but surely, in response to the threat. Quote, this transformation was hard, and it is still ongoing, but in the end, because of our own actions, the apocalypse never came, said Vest. The good news, then, is that the new apocalypse need not be inevitable if we again recognize the urgent need for transformation. The bad news is that the transformation is much harder today because of our devastating indifference toward the miserably inadequate way a very large fraction of our children are educated, because of blindness toward how dramatically the world as a whole and our place in it have changed, and because of our refusal to face up to the results of our addiction to fossil fuel. Vest recognizes that his is a very bleak analysis, and he believes that we need to be deeply worried. To fix it, he thinks we need a public awakening, establishment of political will, resetting of priorities, sacrifice for the future, and an alliance of governments, businesses, and citizens. It requires, he says, truth-telling, sensible investment, a rebirth of civility, and a cessation by both political and corporate leaders of pandering to our basic or our baser instincts. Well, good luck with that. It's time to regain our optimism, he says, and our can-do spirit in order to remain a great nation and meet the challenges of our times. The way to accomplish this, he thinks, is to reconnect what we do with what we dream. It's time to change the national conversation and the national agenda, because dreams need doing, blah, blah, blah. We don't know whether Vest's proposed fixes are realistic. The country seems to us to be growing less tolerant of sacrifice, less inclined to truth and civility. Nor do we know if such grand awakenings are the only options, but surely one look at the ranking should enable most of us to agree that the situation is not good, and because the future of healthcare is ultimately dependent on the broader competitive context that VEST and the National Academy of Sciences are concerned about, the least we can do is help spread the alert through this special edition of the Digest. Unless a critical mass of people is alerted to the situation and motivated to respond in some way or other, through a guided mass awakening or a fortuitous confluence of millions of individual epiphanies, the US seems likely to continue its downward competitive spiral. At some point, this is bound to impact the country's predominance in medicine. Indeed, we have not infrequently pointed in the Digest to global developments already chipping away at what once seemed to be the United States' unassailable lead in postmodern medicine. Thank you for listening, and please feel free to share this and help spread the message. On our website at hfd.dmc.org, you will find not only the transcript of this podcast, but also direct links to Dr. Vest's speech and to a free PDF copy of the National Academy of Sciences September 23rd book-length report.